Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. We are coming to you live from my Tahoe. It's exciting. We're driving home from Nashville to our hometown. If you guys don't know, we're in Florida. We had a wonderful conference. And you know what? Just because you go out of town doesn't mean your podcast doesn't have to come on Monday morning.
Yeah, I took a little tour with us up here. And so we are recording, driving home after this amazing two-day event that we had with an incredible group of people.
Yeah, that was so much fun. Okay. Today, we're talking about money baggage, like we said in the intro. So, Vanessa, what is money baggage?
Okay, so money baggage is basically when you have PTSD from your past on just things that were maybe told to you as a kid, or how you saw money, or how money was perceived to you, how it was spoke to you when you were younger.
Yeah, and how it was modeled. Yeah. When I think about baggage, I think about stuff that you're carrying around. And when you're at the airport, you're carrying it around. But when we're talking about things in your mind or that affect your brain, your behavior, it's baggage that you don't even really know you're carrying around. And for our job, what it means is it's the things that are causing you to have these, make decisions that maybe you wish you wouldn't, or do things that you wish you wouldn't, and you don't even know that it's the cause.
Yeah, things that are weighing you down. So if you can imagine like a backpack. We went to a conference one time and the speaker came out with a backpack full of bricks, basically, and he took it off, and one by one, he took the bricks out. And if you can imagine having baggage that you're holding on to, and you do things a certain way because of what you've been taught, because of what you've seen. And what we're trying to do is just show you how you don't have to live like that anymore.
Yeah.
Think like that.
Yeah. And to start, let's talk about what are some common examples that we see different. How do we see money baggage presented to us through our clients and our what we do as coaches?
So we coach couples a lot, and usually they're coming from complete ends of the spectrum, right? So we have maybe the wife will come in and say, my parents had a lot of money, but they never spoke to us about money. We always got what we wanted. We never had to worry about it, right? So it was just something that they used in their household that was never really explained how to use properly. And then the husband would come, we never had money. And it was very scarce. And so now when I have money, I spend it because I used to never have it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very rare that you have two people coming in to the marriage with similar money backgrounds. You might, and that's even to say you might have similar like money income backgrounds, right? Like whatever standard of living backgrounds if you want, but that doesn't mean that you have the same, you guys have the same values or mindset around money. And yeah, so there's a lot of different examples of people not realizing something that they saw modeled as they were a kid affecting their financial behavior as an adult. But once we get to work with them, they pretty much are forced to encounter it, whether or not it's through our discussion or just your discussion as with other people, because logically, you know what you should be doing. Logically, we give you a budget. Logically, the math is math. But then it's like what our bud, Dave Ramsey, he's our bestie. He just doesn't know it. It's like what he says, personal finance is 20% head knowledge and 80% behavior. If all of these things in your past and your background and all of that are affecting your behavior, then that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And a lot of times couples haven't even, they don't really discuss this, like their background. So they'll come to us with a problem, knowing that finances are causing stress, causing communication problems, causing fights in their marriage, but they've never actually discussed the reason behind it. So they'll come to us and say, hey, this is how I grew up with my money. And she'll say, this is how I grew up. And we're like, okay, this is why. This is the root of it all. And then we kind of work through that. And they're like, oh, when we really try to work through it and show them the reason why you're making the decisions you do is because of what you've learned in the past.
And have you had any challenging encounters with clients because of this?
Like, I have a client, and at the very beginning of their marriage, they were military and they didn't have a lot of money. And the husband would give her an allowance of the amount of money that she was maybe able to spend on groceries or household items and things like that. And it was scarce at the beginning. And because it was scarce and because there was a quote unquote allotment given, and this is also how she grew up in her household. So like, that it was almost like she went from a household growing up where money was scarce, and now she went to a marriage that way. And she's still bringing all that baggage with her. And so now he's years later, they're making really good money, but it's literally going out as fast as coming in because she never had it. Now she has it and she's spending it all. So we're really working on trying to give or set up some parameters there, right? To say, okay, in your home fund, in your kids fund, in your kids sports fund, in your glam up fund, like this is the amount of money that you get to just splurge on, but there are some boundaries there.
And I have a client where they just have, even culturally, some things, the culture of where you come from really dictates how you feel about money, and it can be really difficult. I mentioned before in the podcast, we had the conversation, they had their finances split, and part of that was cultural, some of it was maybe a little marital strife or whatever, but he expected her to pay the same. He was making three times as much money, and it was just a thing. Like you said, people don't tend to talk about it. You're talking about the numbers, but you're not talking about the why behind the numbers. And that is definitely a conversation that can be very challenging. We already don't really necessarily like the numbers, right? We're in debt or whatever it can be like. But then if we have to talk about why we feel the way we feel, when we say money baggage, it can also be like the early years of your marriage, like Vanessa was just saying, or the early years of your adulthood, that you can have been through some things in that time that can have affected your how you see money and how you act on money.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember having a session with a client, and it was a husband and wife, and they actually, there are some things that they told me in the first session that they had never told each other.
Yeah.
So they're on the screen telling me some stuff and some deep things about history, like their money baggage and how they grew up and things. And they even said, this is something that I have actually never told my husband. And he's standing right there. I know. And I'm like, okay, now everybody knows it's not the open boat. But working through that, I think, is really important. Knowing that you can come out on the other side with that and have a healthy relationship with money.
Yeah. And to your point about PTSD, if every time that you guys have had, you or whatever, have had a conversation about money, it's been negative or it's led in a fight, then that's now a learned behavior, and we just don't want to do. I just won't talk about it anymore. And then if we wanted to dive into personal examples, I've been thinking about this a lot lately too, because I guess I should as a financial coach, mm-hmm. but I never really thought about what my money baggage would have been until recently when we were trying to do this podcast. And I think one of my biggest money baggages, or whatever you want to call it, growing up, was the answer was always no. And so you might as well not even ask. And I didn't. And I remember it literally blew my mind the first time my husband, no, it wasn't the first time, we were dating, but he took me to the mall and bought me shoes, and I literally felt like Cinderella. I don't know if I've ever had new shoes from the mall, and I'm not even kidding, and it's not like I didn't have shoes, it's just they weren't coming from the mall, okay? And I was like, what is this life? And then I remember Vanessa, you remember we talked about this on the podcast a little bit too. I remember the first time I did personal training. First of all, paying for a gym was like, are you sure? And it was, again, this is never necessarily that we didn't have the money. It was like, why would you pay for something that you can do for free, right? Or whatever the right word was. So we got a gym membership because the YMCA had daycare, so I could go get help. And then all of my friends signed up for this personal training group workout program or whatever it was. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I never really, especially then, Vanessa and I have talked about how we are now bougie. We used to be broke. And so we, I remember going to ask my husband and he was like, Natalie, yes, 18 double hockey sticks, yes, please do that. And I just remember that being the turning point for me, because in my mind, the answer was always no. And not even to him, but just even if I was asking myself, no. No. And then that was, Vanessa recently said she's in her yes era or whatever. And I'm like, oh, maybe that was the beginning of my yes era. And so that was something that I had to deal with. You can say yes and no, and not everybody's trying to tell you no. And you don't need to have to always tell yourself no either. We'll get right back to the show, but we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available at myidealbalance.com/budget.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
We're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks, and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so head on over to myidealbalance.com/budget and snag yours today. Now let's jump back to today's show.
My parents, I have such a wonderful relationship. They literally live 1.5 miles down the road. And they never fought, never were upset at each other. We never knew money problems existed. There was this whole thing growing up. My parents were very frugal and they were entrepreneurs, and I knew they worked really hard for their money, but I never really heard the word no, maybe because I didn't ask for big and audacious things. I don't know. But we always were in sports. We always went on field trips. We went on a couple of vacations a year, but our vacations were like camping and small things. We didn't really do a lot of bougie stuff. And it wasn't until, I've told this before, maybe it was on a different podcast when we were being interviewed, but I was married with kids before my mom actually came out and told me all the stuff that really went down when we were kids. And one of the things my mom said was, do you remember when we went and stayed at the hotel that one Friday night? And I was like, yeah, that was the best time. And she said,
I love it.
And I was so naive. I had no idea. And she said, that's because they turned off our water and our electricity on Friday night. And they're closed Saturday, Sunday, so it wasn't getting turned back on until Monday. And I remember my jaw just dropping, going, no. And she said, yes. And then my dad said, yeah, your mom also ran off the bank guy because he was about to put the foreclosure sign on the house, the front of the door. And your mom ran him up the yard. So y'all went to see him. And so that right there was my turning point to pay off my house. That was like, we're changing generation. What do you like to call it? Generational
wealth.
Yeah. We are literally
family tree.
We're changing our family tree. We're changing our trajectory. And I want to make sure that my kids never have to experience that. And, yeah. But again, I didn't know any of that till in my mid 20s.
Yeah. And I think, cause I have a similar story. I didn't find out, and my mom still won't talk about it. My mom didn't eat. She was a single mom in the Air Force, and they loved to tell me this is before the big pay raises came, which is funny because there was never those, but so they were broke. She was in the Air Force, my dad had left or whatever, and she had no money and she was on food stamps and she didn't eat, but she made sure I did. And obviously that's a tearjerker, but it just reminds me of what parents do to protect kids. Let's think about if you have those situations, and maybe you guys don't have anything that dramatic, Vanessa and I don't have anything that dramatic for our kids to share. But what's important is, like, when do you want to bring them in on that conversation?
Right.
So, like, it's a lesson for Vanessa. It's a lesson for us to take into our motherhood and our financial future. Obviously, they want to protect us when we're younger, but how soon do you educate them or give them your wisdom? Because obviously you did, and you did pull through as a parent. It's just something to think about. The other money baggage I've been thinking recently is, so my parents were very frugal. They were never in debt unless they for some reason wanted something really bad and then they paid it off the next month. But they didn't use credit cards unless they used credit cards like a personal loan. I don't know. But then they also, like, their cars, they paid them off way early. They just were never in debt. Well, had a threshold that they thought of, like, that they needed to reach financially. And then when they hit that, they were all done. And all done. Like, my mom, what she call it? she semi-retired at, I don't know, maybe 50 or whatever, or before then. And it wasn't because she couldn't work. It wasn't because whatever, she just didn't need to.
Right.
And that is with a very frugal lifestyle. They live very frugally. And so she only a little bit went back to work because she wanted to go traveling. And I just thought that was maybe what I was raised with. Everyone just, like even my grandparents, they're the classic triple dippers or whatever, military retirement, civil service retirement, Social Security. Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. For me, I had to break through. We're not done. We're not settling.
Right.
Yeah. And I love that. I think about my parents. They didn't have a lot of credit card debt either. Because my parents were entrepreneurs, they sold a business. So they had a franchise of Mr. Donut. And then I believe, if I don't want to get the story incorrect, but Dunkin' Donut bought Mr. Donut, or at least the building that they had in New Hampshire, and then asked my parents to come down to Florida and open up 4 stores. So my grandparents opened up 2, my parents opened up 2. But when all of that happened and the sale happened, they ended up owing the government in taxes like $800,000. It was an insane amount of money. And it literally almost bankrupted them. And so that was the debt. And that was the reason why they struggled so much. I had no idea, honestly. But you think of 2 families, like my family and Shana's family, they lived very frugally. So they were able to, I guess, in their eyes, let their kids be bougie, right? Their version.
Oh, no, I was not bougie.
No, but I mean by they wanted to make sure that their kids were taken care of.
Yeah.
And they sacrificed and were frugal in other areas. So that way we were allowed to do the things that we needed or a couple things that we wanted. And it just goes to say, you can't have it all. I like to say, you can't spend all your money and save it all too. So you have to find the things that are important to you that you want to save on and things that are important to you that you want to spend on. And having that clarity of your background and knowing why you make the decisions you do, what's going on, how do I want to change that for my future and my family, and then really setting the foundation of how you want to live out the rest of your life with your budget and your finances.
Yeah, I think clarity is the key word there. It's just, you may not have thought about it. And just like Vanessa said, when they told her that, she said she had no choice but to think about it and then decide what she wanted to be different for her family. And I think that's the thing here. You can go to some other podcasts and they'll have you talk about your baggage for the rest of your life. And you can do that. Or you can just choose with us right now. Like,
we're going to have the one podcast episode.
Yeah, I'll deal with that. And just like Vanessa said, just understand where you were and then just decide where you're going. And we're all done. Obviously, be thankful for the lessons that you are able to learn and that you hopefully won't repeat the same mistakes. But I just want to know, and then we're ready to create a new reality, a new, like Vanessa said, change trajectory. And then what baggage do we want to give our kids? Okay.
And I was just thinking that if you are listening to this and think, I don't have any baggage, I would challenge you to say, why do you make the decisions that you make financially? Think about why you do the things that you do with your finances, with your credit cards, with whatever. And then maybe go back to, okay, I make those decisions, I can see that. But then why do I make those decisions? Think about it and figure out where it stems from.
Yeah.
And then Shana said, how do you want to change that? How are you going to put your foot down and go, I want to do things differently now?
And I think one way to start is just having an intimate chat with your partner. If you don't have a spouse, then grab a bestie. We're always here. We have an ear. We have an ear for you. Grab yourself a budget bestie, or just a bestie that will be willing to talk money with you.
Hey, I know 2 of them.
And just say, I wonder what my money baggage is. Like, what did I see and learn when it comes to money? And another part of this, I think, we were just at this event that we told you about, and we just told you how much we love Dave, and we do love Dave. But Dave is a little bit a part of some people's money baggage. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit about their story, for better or worse. Like, maybe you just have heard some stuff from him that really has helped you, or maybe it's stopped you from taking action because you didn't take it with the grain of salt that you should always take things. And I just thought that was an interesting take. Everybody has an opinion about Dave, which is how he is one of the most successful people in our country.
And like I said, we love him so much. He has taught us so much in our journey, but also we've taken what we've learned from him and created our own journey with that. And seen what our clients like, what they dislike. And also what we like, what we dislike. And
just having a conversation is about all it needs to be interesting, and then deciding how you want to do differently. And then, but what's the new, like, if you could give the next generation some baggage, maybe their baggage is full of, I can, I say, I am the kind of person that saves. I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30 or whatever. And not because of Instagram, not because of YouTube, but because I have this saving and not spending mentality. Like I see the value of money and I want to do well with it.
Yeah. We're not sitting here telling you to tell your 10-year-old child that you're about to be bankrupt or you're in $100,000 or credit card debt. That's not what we're saying. We're saying learn to have healthy, open communication with your spouse, and then learn how to portray a healthy relationship with money to your kids. So that way they can be set off on a better foot than we were.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, this has been an on-the-road edition of Financial Coaching for Women from Your Budget Besties. And by the way, if you've noticed that everything that we have has changed to Budget Besties, you're very observant because we've been through a journey with our business and we are now officially the Budget Besties.
Yes, go over to all of our social media. All of our handles are now at My Budget Besties. And just find us everywhere there. And then our website is now officially budgetbesties.com. Woo woo!
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.